Hey everyone, welcome to episode 11 of the BPM podcast. My name is Bill. Last week, I reviewed Simple Plan's debut album, No Pads, No Homage, Just Balls. This week, we go back 1 year to 2001, when Shrek hit the big screen, Microsoft released the original Xbox, and the XFL was launched for the first time. It was also the year that fellow Canadian rock band Sum 41 released their debut album, All Killer, No Filler, on May 8th, 2001, to mixed reviews. Rolling Stone gave it 3 stars out of 5, while AllMusic gave it 4 out of 5. To quote AllMusic's review, they said, "It would be a mistake to view Sum 41 as just another second-rate band cashing in on early 2000s punk-pop boom." Despite the reviews, the album sold very well. It sold over 1 million copies, making it a certified platinum album. All Killer, No Filler went to number 13 on the Billboard Top 200 on August 4th, 2001, and was on the Billboard 200 for 49 weeks. Sum 41 is from Ajax, Ontario, Canada, and formed in 1996, and they're still playing to this day. Lead singer Derek Whibley is the only member remaining from its original formation. They released their newest album, Order and Decline, on July 19th, 2019. They will be touring with Simple Plan over the summer, and I'll be going to that show when it comes near me. All Killer No Filler features 13 songs for a total of 32 minutes and 14 seconds. The first track is just an introduction, and there's only 3 songs that go for more than 3 minutes. It's probably one of the shortest albums I've reviewed so far. I remember hearing Sum 41 for the first time. I think it was back on one of those Now That's What I Call Music CDs. Remember those? CDs, I mean. The song I heard was their first single, Fat Lip. They had 3 more singles released off this album. So, let's get the album review underway. Introduction to Destruction. Cool title, cool intro, with a deep and demonic voice. The last lyrics are pretty cool as well. And it goes, "The dark armies then will come when the sum is 41. Nothing on My Back. As soon as I started the song, I get early Green Day vibes from it. I like the sound, and it has a really catchy chorus, which goes, "With nothing on my back, it's still enough to bring me down. My mind's about to crack, because what I thought could not be found. Matter of fact, it's harder still when you're around. Nothing on my back, I can't help but drown." Overall, the theme of the song is the narrator is tired of people putting their burdens on his back. While he has nothing to worry about of his own, those other problems are greatly weighing him down, and that's why he's about to drown. Never Wake Up. The song's about 50 seconds long, and it just goes for it as soon as it starts. I can't really dive deeper into the song more than that. Fat Lip. This is possibly the band's most successful song. The song's about the punk culture and some of the stuff they used to do when they were kids, and the opening lyrics are, "Storming through the party like my name was El Nino, the storm, when I'm hanging out drinking in the back of El Camino. As a kid, was a skid, and no one knew me my name. I trashed my own house party because nobody came. Just doing things, messing around, hanging out with your friends, just being an overall little jerk, and causing no harm. It's a great song, memorable opening riff, and a fun chorus. I still listen to it to this day, and I can't wait to scream my head off when I see them in concert." Rhythms. This is another song with a great opening and a great beat. There's nothing overly complicated about the song. It's got a poppy sound to it, but the tempo kind of keeps it in that punk genre. The song is about Derek's past relationships. The turbulence has become so frequent that it just seems normal to them. Some of the lyrics are, "All the time you thought worth saving still ends up with memories fading. After all that you wouldn't do, it makes no sense. It's the rhythm that you're going through." And in this case, the rhythm of just doing the same old shit every day, pardon my language. And it just seems normal, and they don't want to break out of that funk. Motivation. I get some Blink-182 vibes from the song, but it's not enough to take away from Sum 41's own sound. The theme, however, is a bit darker. No matter what the narrator does, it just doesn't matter in the end, so he's unsure why he wants to continue. Some of the lyrics. "What's the point of never making mistakes? Self-indulgence, such a hard habit to break. It's all just a waste of time in the end. Don't care, so why should I even pretend?" It's another catchy song that I'll probably be adding to my playlist. In Too Deep. This is the second song I heard from Sum 41. It's another song about relationship issues and just how the problems that they're running into may not be as big as they think it is, but it's the lack of communication between the two that makes it harder for them to resolve it. Some of the lyrics. "Maybe we're just trying too hard when really it's closer than it is too far." So they're pointing out the obvious that it shouldn't be this hard to solve this issue, and the solution is closer than they think it is. However, later in the song, the relationship does end, and the narrator's confused why it didn't happen sooner. There was just no sense of dragging it on more than they needed to. And those lyrics, I can't sit back and wonder why it took so long for this to die, and I hate it when you fake it. You can't hide it. You might as well embrace it. So yeah, they're saying, why did it take so long? Why did you fake it through this? Just embrace it and move on. Despite the negative feeling you get from the song, it's one of my favorites. Summer. Sum 41 keeps killing it with these fast-paced songs. As soon as a drum kicks in, my foot starts tapping along to the beat. The chorus is pretty simple, but I think that's part of the punk genre. Just fast tempo, crazy drum fills, and easy and repetitive lyrics. It's a fun song. Handle This. As soon as you get a feel for Sum 41's sound, they kind of switch up the tempo and slow things down a little bit. Not a bad thing, though, because you do want to have a different tempo for not every song, but you want to break it up a little bit before it sounds repetitive. The story of the song is about another doomed relationship where the girl was just not nice, not supportive, or loving, and the narrator realizes that. The lyrics. You're giving up, you know it's not what you need, and it's true what you're going through. I don't want to miss, I don't think you can handle this. You've lost what you can't find, never what you had in mind. Overall, just another enjoyable song. Crazy Amanda Bunkface. First, interesting song title to say the least. The chorus, again, is fun and easy to sing along to. It's about a breakup and trying to move on from that person, and these two are just clearly not compatible for each other. Some of the lyrics. I don't want to try and just be friends. Nothing's going to change my mind again. If ever there were thoughts I had, they're dead. I can't even think inside my head when I'm with you. And overall, it's just, if you're feeling that this person's just giving you a headache and you can't be yourself, you might as well just end it. And while relationships aren't easy, they shouldn't cause this much stress either. All She's Got. This is another song with limited lyrics, but the song itself is top-notch. The song is about a girl that lies, and that's all she's got going for her. Derek is saying that you might as well get believe her because there's really no harm in it. One lyric goes, but for now, I don't see what's wrong with pretending it's true. Fun song, cool beat, adding to the playlist. Heart Attack. This is another song with big Blink-182 vibes, especially during the intro. Then we get to the chorus, and Sum 41 peeks their little head out. The song is about depression and finding the motivation to keep going. Some of the lyrics in the early part of the song. Early mornings, made by warnings, what's the point of the alarm that I'm ignoring? Later on. Never boring, slept in mornings, not ashamed of the habits that I'm forming. So the first set is highlighting depression, what's the point of all this, it's all is hopeless, there's no point in continuing. The second set highlights the lack of motivation, just being lazy and okay with the change of their lifestyle. Unfortunately, though, that can get pretty dangerous, and without the proper help and support, this kind of behavior can lead to an unhealthy life, both physically and mentally. So if you are feeling that way, talk to someone for sure. Pain for Pleasure. It's the final song of the album. It's only about a minute and 40 seconds long. It's a parody of those heavy metal bands, specifically Iron Maiden. It becomes more prominent that it's a parody when drummer Steve Jocks does his vocals. I would like this song more if there was probably a second verse or just went like another minute longer. I do like the sound that they have, even though they are making fun of the genre. Overall, this was another fun debut album. I like the sound of most of their songs, and you can hear some of the influences that they grew up listening to, but it wasn't enough to take away from their own sound. Like I said, I do wish some of the songs were a little longer, but I do recommend this album if you are a punk fan. Next week, I'll be reviewing another debut album from yet another band from 2001. And I'll be seeing them in concert later this year as well. If you have any recommendations, you can email me at bpivots@gmail.com or tweet at me at Mr. _Piv1127. Until next week, stay safe and keep rocking.